In Hong Kong, riot police have dispersed hundreds of protesters in an unruly end to a solemn vigil at a busy railway station. Masked protesters clashed with police, spraying fire extinguishers from the inside of Yuen Long Station as others smeared the floor with cooking oil, beer and detergent to stop the police advancing. Some blocked station exits with bins and other station furniture as others sealed roads outside the station, aiming green laser beams at the lines of shield-bearing officers. Others threw empty fire extinguishers at police lines. The Danish Prime Minister says she's disappointed that US President Donald Trump has called off his planned visit to her country. The US President was planning to visit Denmark, but cancelled the trip when Denmark said it wasn't interested in selling Greenland. Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen says the leader of Greenland, Kim Kielsen, joins her in rejecting the idea.
A discussion has, however, been raised about a potential sale of Greenland. This has clearly been rejected by Kim Kielsen, a position that I share, of course. This does not change the character of our good relations, and we will, of course, from Denmark, continue our ongoing dialogue with the US on how we can develop our cooperation and deal with the many common challenges we are facing.
That's the Danish Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen there, but just hours later, the US President Donald Trump called the Danish leader nasty for those comments. He's held a press conference on the White House lawn and lashed out at Ms. Frederiksen.
Denmark, I looked forward to going, but I thought that the Prime Minister's statement that it was absurd, it was an absurd idea, it was nasty. I thought it was an inappropriate statement. All she had to do is say, no, we wouldn't be interested, but we can't treat the United States of America the way they treated us under President Obama. I thought it was a very not nice way of saying something. They could have told me, no, this is something that's been discussed for many years. Harry Truman had the idea of Greenland. I had the idea, other people have had the idea. It goes back into the early 1900s, but Harry Truman very strongly thought it was a good idea. I think it's a good idea because Denmark is losing $700 million a year with it. It doesn't do them any good, but all they had to do is say, no, we'd rather not do that, or we'd rather not talk about it. Don't say what an absurd idea that is.
US President Donald Trump there, and turning to another leader with windswept hair. The British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has met German Chancellor Angela Merkel in Berlin for talks aimed at resolving the Brexit impasse. With only months before the UK leaves the European Union, European leaders are bracing for a no-deal Brexit. Mr. Johnson has repeatedly warned that the UK would leave the bloc by the end of October with or without a deal. The German Chancellor, Angela Merkel, has suggested an alternative to the Irish border backstop, which is a key British Brexit sticking point. And she says that that solution could be found within 30 days. Boris Johnson says the onus is on the UK, but he believes there was ample scope for a new deal to be reached.
I've, in my life, watched a lot of European negotiations, and believe me, it looks at first as though it's, you know, irresistible force and immovable object, and what in my experience happens is that people find a way through, and I think that if we approach this with sufficient patience and optimism, as I say, we can get this done. And it's in the final furlong generally when the horses change places and the winning deal appears.
So, Hamish, some positivity on the Brexit front for once, we can report.
Well, the clock is certainly ticking. Rachel, thank you very much indeed.